of Fire and Miracles Ministries, MFM, is a full gospel ministry devoted to the revival of apostolic signs of Holy Ghost fireworks and the unlimited demonstration of the power of God to deliver to the uttermost absolute holiness within and without as the greatest spiritual insecticide and a prerequisite for heaven is taught openly. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries is a do-it-yourself gospel ministry where your hands are trained for war and your fingers for battles. Through your prayers today, your lives will not remain the same in Jesus' name.
Thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend, the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Great Physician Hour, an hour where God will touch you and meet you at the point of your needs. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. It's time to sing the anthem of this program. Great Physician now is near, and hear the footsteps of Jesus. That great physician now is near, that sympathizing Jesus. He speaks that drooping hearts to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph's song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Hear the footsteps of Jesus, he's now passing by. Bear the balm for the wounded, healing all who apply. As he spake to the sufferer who lay at the pool, he said, in this moment, wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? Oh, come, willing sufferer, oh, come, see sick soul. See the life stream is flowing. See the cleansing waves roll. Step into the current and thou shalt be whole. Sing this song loud and clear. We are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God who has given us victory. Victory, we are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God who has given us victory. Victory, we are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Glory be to God who has given us victory. The rock that never fails, I'm hiding in you. I'm hiding in you. In you there is power, the rock that never fails. I'm hiding in you. I'm hiding in you. In you there is power, the rock that never fails. I'm hiding in you. I'm hiding in you. In you there is power. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us a victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us the victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us a victory again and again. Father, we thank you for a time like this. We thank you for the Great Physician Hour. Father, mobilize heavens to help us in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon us by fire, by power, in the mighty name of Jesus. And open our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, we're going to listen to this message which has blessed many lives. God bless you in Jesus' name.
We have plenty of prayers to pray in a few minutes. It is important that you strike when the iron is hot. Don't wait because you have a short time to pray them so that you can be a candidate of the blessings around here now. And the blessings around wherever the sound of our voice is heard. Powers that aches to see me laugh. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. The power that hates to see me laugh. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God, arise and give me a miracle that will make me forget my past trouble. In the name of Jesus, give me a miracle that will make me forget my past troubles. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers monitoring my destiny for evil, dry up in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand upon your head and call your name loud and clear. Daniel Olukoya, hear the word of the Lord. It or not. Arise and shine in the name of Jesus. Prophesy upon your life in the name of Jesus. Makapote setende keyabo shende raba. Maribo sapo ni katende yabo shende. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I have three strange words of prophecy for some people. I don't know who they are, but anybody who wants to catch the overflow should shout a sevenfold aggressive, violent amen. The Lord said I should tell you that all the evil tongues rising against you shall end in painful failure. In the name of Jesus. Every vigil held by the enemy against you shall scatter unto nothing. In the name of Jesus. Not only that, the writer of history shall rewrite your history gloriously. Father, we thank you for a time like this before you. Tonight, do your wondrous works, your mysterious wonders, your uncommon touch upon the life of your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we scratch the surface once again of a very deep matter. It is called the mark you carry. The mark you carry. And that leads us into three scriptures. It is from these three scriptures we're going to draw out some huge implications. It's important you follow us as you look at these scriptures. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. Genesis 4:15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. A mark was put upon Cain so that he will not be wasted, because he had already become a vagabond. Mark. It's not a physical mark, but he's carrying it. And that keeps him secure. Secure to suffer his punishment very well. In Ezekiel chapter 9, Ezekiel chapter 9, an instruction has been given for destruction. Ezekiel 9. I'm reading from verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the forehead of the men that sigh, that cry for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city, and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house, and they began to waste all those who did not have that mark. In Galatians chapter 6 now, verse 17. Galatians 6:17. This scripture is something you must memorize. Galatians 6:17. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. From these three scriptures, we are going to draw some very serious implications which will now drive us into the place of tonight. One, there is something known as spiritual mark. A mark put upon the spirit man of a person. Two, the marks are applied on the spirit man of humans. You may not see them physically. Three, the marks are invisible to the physical eyes. Four, these marks are visible in the spirit realm to God, to angels, to Satan and his demons. Five, these marks may be positive or negative. They may be positive or negative. Six, these marks can be inscribed by God, devils, or men. Seven, these marks may go from the cradle to the grave, meaning that it can be put on a person from the womb. The person will be born like that with that mark and may die with it. The person knows not what to do. Eight, a person may carry more than one mark. Nine, a person may carry both positive and negative marks together. Ten, marks may possess positive or negative magnets. The thing is on the person. It's magnetized to him. Magnetized to him. 11. a mark could be made on a person's activities or properties. 12. A mark may attract evil arrows. It will actually guide the evil arrows of the person. 13. Spiritual marks are generally on the forehead or sometimes on the hand. The marks of the Antichrist, for example, will be on the forehead or on the hand. The head is a symbol of your destiny, while the hand is a symbol of your labor, your work. 14. The mark that each person bears determines what troubles they attract. 15. The mark that each person bears determines what troubles they repel. 16. The mark may brand a person for preservation or immunity. Remember, that man that somebody threatened to kill, and the night he had a revelation, they were inside a friend's place, and the man that wanted to kill him was outside, pointing at a strong man to go and kill the man. The strong man said, "No, let us go for somebody else." He said, "No, but that's the person I want." He said, "We can't touch these ones. They have the mark of the Almighty upon them." For the same reason, Satan cannot devour everybody. That's what the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Meaning, he cannot devour everybody. Some have the mark saying, devour, devour. And some have the mark, don't touch, don't touch. So the mark may brand a person for preservation or immunity. 17. The mark may be an ownership mark. An ownership mark. I'm praying for somebody today. If the devil or his agents or your ignorant parents have put an evil ownership mark upon your head, by the blood of Jesus, I wipe them off now. The mark may secure your destruction. May secure your destruction. It now makes sense now. It makes sense this day. The ancient song they taught us many, many years ago when we first got born again. The song said, "Father, put your living mark upon my life. Father, put your living mark upon my head. There is death outside. Put your living mark upon me. There is tragedy outside. Put your living mark upon my life. There is danger outside. There is sickness outside. Father, put your living mark upon my life." Oba mimo samiye similara samiye. While they were asking us to be singing that song, the mark you carry may brand you as a prey for eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. This is a very serious matter. I met a man in London at the age of 42. He had divorced 13 times. 13 times. A divorced 13 women as a mark. I've seen a lady. She has sewn wedding gowns 13 times. The last one she sewed, She was in church, and the man was playing lawn tennis somewhere. And somebody said, ah, you're supposed to be getting married today. Said, how foolish girl, leave. I'm praying again that any mark of bad luck, any mark of poverty, any mark of evil dedication on any life, by the blood of Jesus, I wipe you off now. In the name of Jesus, a sevenfold amen. We were in America, and a lady was sharing the testimony with us. There was this man, a serial rapist, raping people and harming them. In the area where the man lived, he raped virtually all the young ladies there, apart from one. Then, this serial rapist got born again. Got born again in the prison. And he was sharing a testimony. Said there is only one girl that he could not touch. Because each time he tried to rush at her, there was always this giant man walking about with her. And this Christian girl didn't see any giant. There was a mark of honor. The mark of touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I'm praying for that woman. I'm praying for that man. Any power that is washing away the mark of God from your head is buried now in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. In the school of deliverance, there are about 70 marks that could be found on a person spiritually. Protection, immunity, offensive, hatred. Haven't you heard that they say some people have hatred in them? People just hate them for no reason. Demotion, curses, spells, bewitchment, bad luck, susceptibility to attacks, sexual harassment. I've seen a lady in South Africa who had been raped 48 times. It got so bad she now dresses with a mask when she walks about. Assassination, anti-marriage. These are marks. Wrong accusation. You have not done anything wrong, but you'll be the one they were accused that you've done it. Profitless hard work. Vagabond. Disgrace. Shame. Embarrassment. Loss. Backwardness. Favor. Progress. Going about in circles. Bad company. Bad friends. Sexual perversion, confusion, suicide, witches, wizards, wastage, royalty, poverty, holy dedication. You see some people in the spirit realm with the sign of the cross on their head. Evil dedication, avenger, blood. See blood on some people's head. You know that one has shed blood before. Slavery, infirmity, death and hell, explosion, blessing, blockage, punishment, diminishing returns. You put in a lot of things, you don't get anything out of it. Disloyalty. Animal vanity, regret, prison, hardship, insanity, being hunted, tragedy, cobwebs, salt, repulsion, exploitation, defeat, rejection, depression, blindness, fire, stillness, injury, vain, death, outcast, restlessness, debt, bitterness, agony, inconsistency, recklessness, emptiness, being dormant, hopelessness, extortion, frustration, false friends, all these are the marks you see in the spirit. How do people obtain evil mark? One, by decision. That is, you decided you want to get the mark. Two, by inheritance. Your parents have it and you have it. And three, by carelessness. You didn't have it before, you went to where they put it on you and they put it on you. One very strong way, and listen to me very carefully, many may not enjoy or like what I'm going to say now. One very strong way by which people invite troublesome mark upon their lives is by defacing or spoiling the image of God. Defacing or spoiling the image of God. If you go to the maternity ward, when you look at a newborn baby, you are looking at the image of God. Newborn baby, when they come out in their innocence, no holes in the ear, no holes in the nose, no holes in the belly, pure, naked, pure. You are looking at the image of God. Any willful alteration to that image instantly invites the mark of the enemy. This is why the Bible is against cutting the skin, even for tribal marks. In Leviticus 19:28, it's against cutting the skin for decoration. It's against cutting the skin for incision. It's against making holes in any part of your body. It's against you tattooing your body. All those pictures of serpents and scorpions and flowers and all kinds of things you are writing on your body, you are inviting the mark of Satan. A mother dragged her daughter here about 10 years ago. She had tried to get married 10 times. She was a beautiful lady, but everything just collapsed. That dragged her here. And we started praying. And the Lord said, there is a tattoo mark on the bum of this woman. So I asked her, do you have any mark on your bum? She said, yes. So what is it? So I wrote Richard there. Richard. Who is Richard? So Richard was my boyfriend many years ago. And we have promised that nothing will separate us, we will marry. Okay, where is Richard now? So in fact, sir, Richard is on the third wife. Now that you have inscribed Richard on your bum, what are we going to do now? Sir, I think it can be removed. Here was a lady. She had covenanted her life by a mark of a man she never married. God knows why he made you a black person or a white person. None of us could decide where we are to be born. None of us could decide what sex we are going to be. Any willful attempt to change your complexion or skin color to that of a white man while you are black is a corruption of God's image. I've also seen a white woman trying to become black. You instantly invite the mark of the enemy. You thought you are just rubbing a cream to make you lighter. No, you are inviting the mark of the enemy. God was in full senses and he had a reason why he gave you the air of a black man. Any attempt to change it to that of a white man is a corruption of God's image. It invites a back. That is, you conclude that the Almighty has made a mistake. You conclude that God did not give you enough air, so until you buy air from India, from Taiwan, that they took from temple of idol and put on your head, that you are not well dressed. It is an insult to God. And then you invite the mark of the enemy. The fact that your parents were sincerely wrong does not set you free from any bondage they have put on you. This is a serious matter. And the safest way to be free from evil mark is to remain as natural as the Lord in His infinite wisdom created you. Many call for troublesome marks upon their lives, putting unnecessary things on. Many people have not bothered to study the origin of the things they are putting on. All rings are not rings. But all bangles are not bangles. All chains are not chains. If God wanted your lips to be red, He would paint it red from your mother's womb. This is one way people have been entering to bondage. And therefore, beloved, the world consists of two groups of people. Those with the mark of God, those with the mark of the enemy. The Bible says, I will differentiate between those who serve me and those who serve me not. Your parents drank all kinds of things when they were pregnant of you. That puts a permanent mark on you until you remove it. Today, we have prayers to pray. A brother, they were going for a business very early in the morning. 6 a.m. they are there. They rush to the wharf area at that time to work as a team. And they come back. One morning, this brother got to where they normally gathered at 6 a.m. He didn't see anybody. Next day, got there 5:30 a.m. Didn't see anybody. He got there 5 a.m. one day and he saw them going away. Do you guys not wait for me? Why are you gathering at 5 when we are supposed to meet at 6? The black people in the team were, they could not talk. There was one European amongst them. So we have noticed anytime you go with us, there is bad luck. So the day we don't go with you, we do well. As a mark upon that brother. Today, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. Today, you need to repent from every known sin. Today, you need to invoke the power in the blood of Jesus to wipe away any evil mark, to wipe away any mark that wants to embarrass or disgrace you, to wipe away those marks giving evil dreams to you, to wipe away the mark that is making you to masturbate and to watch but pornography, to wash away the mark that the enemy is using to harass your life. The Bible says, in the day that I cry, shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me. The greatest hindrance to complete deliverance is the believer's unwillingness to surrender every area of his or her life to the Lord. The Lord told the Israelites, put a mark of the blood on your doorpost. Doorpost. Put a mark there. The angel of destruction is not interested in who is inside that building. His interest is that mark. Once there is no mark there, the angel of destruction goes there to kill you. If you are an Israelite and you go to greet your friend an Egyptian and they had no mark, that's a problem. So the issue of marks is very deep. I'm praying for somebody. Those powers that have put an evil mark on your business place, the marks are backfire in the name of Jesus. In case you are not born again, you've not just surrendered your life to Jesus. I'm not asking whether you go to church. You have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me.
Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Meet each and everyone at the point of their needs. Do great, marvelous, wondrous, outstanding things in their lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I thank God for those of you who surrender your life to Jesus Christ in this program. God bless you in Jesus' name. You've taken the most important decision in life, and I'll rejoice with you. For more information, counseling, and prayers, kindly send your name, your address, your telephone number to the WhatsApp number displayed on the screen. You can also send us an email. The email address is also displayed on the screen, and we shall be getting across to you shortly. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stretch your right hand forward, like the hand of somebody who wants to receive something in your palm. I want to pray now. Let your amen roar like thunder as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. We stretch our hands to you. Father, that coal of fire that you asked the angel to put on the tongue of Isaiah, let the angel place it on our palm now. Let the blood of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost, be deposited into our palm now in the name of Jesus. Everywhere these hands are touched, let the mark of darkness thereof disappear. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to count seven. You will smite your forehead and do it very well. Even if you are developing headache, don't worry. If you are in this service, some time ago they cut away your hair. You didn't know where it went. Or they stole your scarf or your headgear or your hat. Do it aggressively. Get yourself ready. It is that hand you stretch forward you should use. One. The forehead. One. Two. See what is happening. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. See what is happening. Aha. Now, begin to rub your forehead with that palm. Rub it. Rub it. Rub it. That head is on fire. Thank you, Jesus. Retain the hand on the forehead. And it's important that in these three prayers, don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. Mark of darkness! My head is not your candidate. Clear away! In the name of Jesus. Shout is loud. Inherited evil mark. Death. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth.
mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why Jesus brought you here. Baso pontende ke yabosha. Rapa te sete liab. Moka ponte kecha. Deriba so ponte ke yaboshente rabaka. Mana kantende rabosata. In Jesus' name we pray. In a voice as loud as fire, make this proclamation. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe you know it now. Several hot times. Number one, let's go. Number two. Number three. Number 5. Number 6. Number 7. Silence now. Silence. Surgery is taking place. Things are being wiped off in the head, in the chest, in the legs. Yes. Yes. Yes, it's going back to the senders. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch your right hand again, beloved. Father, let your anointing for healing, the anointing for complete deliverance, fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Now, if you have any infirmity in your body, this is time to smite it 21 times, shouting, blood of Jesus. Let's go. Do it well. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Amen. Check your body now. Begin to do what you could not do before. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this great physician hour. Let your mercy and grace overshadow their lives. Lay your hands of fire and power upon them. Move them forward in a new way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven miracle receiving area. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.